Greetings and blessings to you, listeners. My name is Sunshine Trisiter, and I am bringing you the Pagan Perspectives podcast. I am journeying around the world, and as I do, I am calling together the voices of the pagan community. So make yourself a cup of tea and come and join us for an inspirational sharing of pagan voices.
Every time I smell fresh bread, I see your hands again. Coaxing, shipping, rounding children from the fields of grain. Flowery fingers tend the fire in sunshine and in rain. Every time I smell fresh bread, I see your hands again. And it's for these hands we're singing. It's for these hands we're singing. For arms of love, not arms of war. It's for these hands we're singing. Every time I see fresh bread, I think of you again. Your work is slowly rising now in answer to the flame. It seems that every season turns in waiting's joyful pain. Every time I see fresh bread, I see your hands again. And it's for these hands we're singing. It's for these hands we're singing. For arms of love, not arms of war. It's for these hands we're singing. Every time I taste fresh bread, I hear your voice again. The butter's melting on the knife, you call us each by name. A slice of life, a circle shared, that time can never claim. Every time I taste fresh bread, I see your hands again. It's for these hands we're singing. It's for these hands we're singing. For arms of love, not arms of war. It's for these hands we're singing.
You were just listening to a song by Colm Sands called Fresh Bread. We are also featuring the artist Kenny Spears in this show with his song Baked Bread. You can find the links to all their music and their websites in the episode notes. So now let's go on to our interview with Breezy Willow Kelly. Good morning, listeners. Well, I am sitting here in a beautiful thatched cottage in Donegal, Ireland, in the kitchen of the amazing Breezy Willow Kelly.
That's it. Now, amazing, I don't know, Sunshine. Listen, listeners, don't believe all the lies you hear. Sorry.
So, Breezy is the... Well, you gave birth to this initiative, International Baking Bread for Peace.
That's right. This October the 24th is International Baked Bread for Peace Day. And this year will be the 7th annual event. And it came... I gave birth to it, if you like, in the wee hours of a July morning, just over 6 years ago. I wakened in the wee hours of the morning, couldn't get back to sleep, so went downstairs to put on the kettle, you know, the cup of tea, it's the cure-all for everything. And while I was waiting on the kettle to boil, I went into the sitting room and turned on the television. And doing a bit of channel hopping, every station, it was late night news and late night shopping. And Sunshine, I had deliberately not listened to the news for months and not read newspapers for months, because every time a heaviness would come on me. But anyway, as I was station hopping, waiting for the kettle to boil, it was nothing but bad news. And I was gobsmacked at how the disease in our world had escalated since I'd last listened to anything. So I switched it happily off and back into the kitchen to make the tea. And as I was making the tea, I noticed my mood had plummeted. And fear was what was the predominant feeling. It was fear for everything, you know, fear for myself, fear for my... fear for all of us, and fear for my grandchildren yet to be born. Honest to goodness, you know, I remember thinking, what are we leaving for our grandchildren? But anyway, I remembered then, you know, you'd be thinking, is there something, what can I do? Is there, you feel so helpless, you know. And then I remembered that breaking bread together is a universal sign of peace. And I thought to myself, be jeepers breezy, maybe you could get a few locals together to create something, just to acknowledge that we at least want peace in our world. And I posted a message on my personal Facebook page later that morning, just describing kind of what happened in the night. And the response I got was unbelievable. You know, friends reposting it to their friends and so on. And I was getting messages from different parts of the world. And that's when I realised that there were more than me feeling or thinking these thoughts. And I thought, this isn't going to be a wee local event. This will be an international event. Set about getting a date organised. October the 24th it was, and here we are. So, there's a for any listeners who are interested, there's a Facebook page.
Yes.
Bake Bread for Peace. That's, just look it up and follow the instructions. No, I don't mean that, but...
And what an amazing supportive community that has been born out of that Facebook page. And
say that again,
supportive community that is
absolutely
being born there.
It's a worldwide community, you know, and bread is common to all mankind, bread in some shape, form or fashion.
But tell me about the magic of baking bread for you.
When I was a child, Sunshine, my father, he was a bit of a drinker. And sadly, too many of us know what it have experienced growing up in that environment, you know. And when my father would be on binges, it was like being on eggshells around the house. And my mother was the backbone of our house. My mother was a great woman. Yvonne Kelly was her name. And then a shown woman. Yes, but anyhow... they ran a small business, a wee 12-bedroomed hotel. And this is back in the late 60s, early 70s, you know. Mammy was, as I say, the backbone of everything, of the family, of the home, of the business. And she did all the cooking for the guests. And there was never bread bought in, not in those days, you know. And everything was made by Mammy in our kitchen at home. And when Daddy, like, looking back now, I realise, like, some of my memories of my mother are her baking in the kitchen and me maybe kneeling on a chair, mm-hmm. helping her, being more of a hindrance, but I didn't know that. She had great patience, you know, but and Mammy, sometimes her hands covered in dough, the next thing you'd be swung around the kitchen in a dance, you know, a song that will forever, ever. I actually sang it at her graveside. Mm. When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what would I be? Would I be pretty? Would I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Come along, sunshine. Gay, sirrah, sirrah. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Gay, sirrah, sirrah. What will be. So, yes. Many's a time, you know, as I say, you'd be swung around the kitchen in a dance. And looking back now, I realise that part of all of that engagement in the kitchen was to distract us from the eggshells. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
So when that idea of... And Mammy was a great baker. I always called Mammy the master baker. She, honest to God, she was way ahead of her time in the small community we were in. Like, Mammy, she was always trying new recipes and creating new designs and so on, you know. And, yes, the memories of childhood and growing up with Mammy in the kitchen.
Mm.
The word peace is the right word. It was it was peace. You know, peace does actually begin with self.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's peace in the home, there'll be peace in the community. And if there's peace in the community, it'll be in the county. And if it's in the county, it'll be in the country. You know. So yes, the International Baked Bread for Peace Day. It was to be initially a one-off event. I was a bit arrogant, you know, and I was a bit naive as well, you know, because arrogant in the sense, this is a once-off event. It's now we need peace. And I naively, and I actually, I laugh at myself when I think about it now, I naively thought that I would be able to get this message to the population of the world, which is what? It's billions anyway, between July and October. I actually believe that would happen. and on the day, the first international day, I mean, the photographs of the breads people had created, yeah, all around the world, you
baking
know,
with all that love in their heart.
It's, you know, it's quite an I do believe, sunshine, when enough people come together with the same intention,
magic is made.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and for years I used to think, what could I do sitting in the hills of Donegal? It doesn't matter where you're sitting, you can always do something. Can I tell you a wee story that inspired me? It's about a wee hummingbird.
Ah.
And the hummingbird was lying back in the grass one day with his wee legs up in the air. And along comes an elephant. Stands and he's watching the hummingbird. And eventually he says, and under the shining sun, what are you doing lying there with those wee legs of yours up in the air? And the hummingbird looked at the elephant. Says he, ah, Mr. Elephant, I heard tell the sky was going to fall in the day. So I'm here to howl it up. Well, the elephant started laughing. How could a wee buck like you with those wee legs of yours howl up the sky? And the hummingbird says, Mr. Elephant, I'm not that big an idiot. But sure, if I do my wee bit and everybody else does their wee bit, all will be all right.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, what do you think the elephant did? He got down, put his four legs up in the air, and did his wee bit. So if each of us do our own wee bit mindfully, you know, then yeah, we can create such positive change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an organization called the Bread Houses Network. And there's a woman from there, and I read a quote of hers that just inspired me as well. The smell of freshly baked bread is the aroma of peace.
Mm.
And that's what I'm inviting everybody who can hear this message, share it, and be it, you know, help to fill our world with the aroma of peace. Because I think sometimes we forget it is our world, you know. And while our world is on fire, we are standing around arguing about who started the fire, you know.
True.
So it's time for change, and we can be we must be the peace we want in our world. We must be, you know. And I'll tell you what, if you get your hands into a bowl of flour, there's a quote that I love. It's when I'm kneading the bread that I remember where I came from and where I'll go.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So that's what I do be at, Sunshine.
So the Facebook page is?
Baked Bread for Peace.
And the day of International Baked Bread for Peace?
It's October the 24th.
Nice. And we'd like for you to bake bread on that day and share it, your pictures of your bread, on the Facebook page.
That's right. That's what we invite you to do. You know, and it doesn't have to be any big public demonstration. Do you know what I mean? It's bring some family together, neighbours. And even in these difficult times, just bake on your own if you have to, and send a half of the loaf to your neighbour.
Just as you are sending me off with a couple of half of loaves.
Yes, listen, I don't know who I'm talking to here. Where are we? Somewhere in California we were.
Yeah.
But Sunshine and I baked together, and I would love that I could show you the bread she baked, for do you know what? It's damned good. Really and truly. So she'll be going back with the recipe to you. And I send your orders to Sunshine when she's back home for the Irish soda bread she made here in the hills of Donegal.
So I want to encourage the listeners to check out the Facebook page, because Breezy here does these really wonderful videos right here in her kitchen with the fire going and teaching us all about how to make bread together, and sharing your recipes that you are, looks like divination, because you just like feel into it.
Bit of this, a bit of that.
Yeah, exactly.
There are some rules now. Like, I think I told you, but it always fascinated me. My mother, Mammy never used weighing scales when she was making breads and scones and such things. You know, it would be a cup of this, a pinch of that, a fistful of the other. You know, but I reckon it's from the traditional bakers, if you like, the ones that did use the ray, that the ones that made measurements found their measurements. Because do you know what? 3 cups. Now, in America,
yeah,
your cup sizes are different to our cup sizes.
I don't understand why.
I know. Why could they not have had a universal feckin' way of doing things? But by 3 cups here, roughly weighs a pound.
Yes.
And to every pound of flour, you put 1 teaspoon of bread soda.
Wow.
And, if you're using buttermilk, you don't need cream of tartar. But if you don't have buttermilk, 2 teaspoons of cream of tartar. There are wee rules that you recognise. Jeepers, why did I not figure that out a long time ago? Aye, the old ones knew a thing or two.
Mm-hmm.
They knew a thing or two. Mm-hmm. You know, like the marking of the bread.
Oh, tell me about that.
You know the mark, the bread made yesterday, the way we marked
it. We
marked
sunshine in it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually the mark that I use for all my breads.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that mark, it reminds me of the Sheila na gig.
Yes.
you know, the feminine and the whole thing.
She has a necklace of Sheila na Gig.
I have, and I tell you, I've been wearing that over 30. But anyhow, the marking of the bread. Now, traditionally, it would be said in Ireland, they put a cross. I'm sure you've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll ask anybody, why do you mark the bread? And they'll say, oh, it's in the name of the Lord and all of that. And that's fine, I'm not... But the traditional reason for marking the bread, the reason from the ancients, if you like, was to let themselves out. And you know who themselves are?
No.
The fairy folk.
Oh.
Yes. Because
that were in the wheat?
Yeah, you see, the people back then, that they still had a bit of common sense, you know. This was in the time when people still knew the cow was a magical creature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before she became a machine, that, oh, don't get me started. But yes, do you know that to try and live without a cow would be like trying to hang your hat at the end of a rainbow? But yes, the marking of the bread, the people knew that from the moment the earth was ploughed right to the sowing, the reaping, the harvesting, right to the point where the bread was to go into the oven,
yes,
they knew that themselves were involved and relied on their help. So they opened the bread to let them out.
Wow.
So that they could carry on.
To let the fairies out.
Yeah, to do their work. You know, and that was being done long, long before there was any word of Christianity or any other religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, and that's common to all people as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things that we should celebrate each other's differences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really should. Anyhow, because our differences are just a different way of telling a story.
Oh.
Yes.
Our stories, but it's still the same, yeah, same story.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody, I want you to check out her Facebook page, Bake Bread for Peace.
Yes.
Breezy Willow Kelly. You mentioned Sheila na Gig. Now I would like for you to explain who she is to our listeners.
Well, there are many ideas about Sheila na Gig. I'm no academic. For me, the Sheila na Gig represents everything. From the female, everything comes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. You know, the earth, she gives us everything we need.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sheila na Gig, yes, she represents that for me. I've been wearing this wee one for, what, I'm half a century and six now. Yeah, I'm wearing a 20-30. Oh, I hate to think how long I'm wearing it. I'm wearing it 34 years. And I seldom take it off. Now, a lot of them were they used to be in lentils. I've seen them in the old churches. And
mm-hmm.
This would have been, again, I'm only learning about our, the Coptic Christian past that is very much part of the transition of things in Ireland as well. There were more, the Coptic Christians, they were more sympathetic to what would have been then the traditional beliefs, the old ways, the pagan ways and so on. You know, they would have embraced some of them in their own way of being in the world. So I believe that it was in this time that the Sheila na Gig, she had a place of importance in places of worship.
Definitely. But almost like a protective amulet.
Yes, yes. And when the new Christianity came with its harshness, they confiscated many of these symbols that were in the old churches and such. And I heard recently that a lot of them were sold abroad, a lot to America, Germany, China, Japan.
interesting.
They were sold out of the country. You know. So, yes, Sheila, she's... Bridget is another one.
Oh, yes, I love Bridget.
Oh, she's the woman. Sorry, go on, Sunshine.
Well, I was at a Sheila in a gig yesterday.
Yes.
On Boa Island.
Yes.
So there's a Sheila in a gig there. It's at a graveyard. And there's also another, what we think is pre-Christian statue there that has two heads. And they're facing in the east, and the other one's facing west. Anyways, the Sheila in a gig is there, and she's... How to describe her? She's like kind of sitting, squatting, and she pulls her legs apart, and from her yoni, the universe is opened. That's pretty much a Sheila in a gig.
She gives birth. The she gives birth to everything.
Mm.
To everything.
Is that what that word means, Sheila in a gig?
I'm not sure,
but
Sunshine.
It means in Irish.
Because she is also the Gaelic word for fairy.
Yeah, she.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I know wee bits about lots of things and nothing about everything. Does that make sense to you?
You do know how to make magic inbred, and she cooks amazing, and she keeps the fire sacred, and she holds the stories, and she sings, and she's a forest protector, and she uses her voice for the good of all of our relations. So thank you very much, Breezy, for this interview here in your beautiful kitchen, and we will join you baking bread.
Please.
I'm going to make a cornbread.
Yes, you told me.
What kind of bread are you going to make?
Do you know what? I'm going to, hoping to link up with, there are five schools in the locality that I try to enroll every year to do something. And this year, because of the COVID, haven't been able to visit them. So I'm hoping to set up some sort of a video link.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Perhaps on the day, you know, maybe Zoom. Not that I'm into technology, I know buck all about it. But I'm hoping to create something. So if that's the case, I will be doing something that can be done quickly. So maybe scones on that, for that. But I'll be baking plenty on the day. I might have a wee gathering here in the house. I make one of the years I just made loads and loads and loads of scones, set up a table in the village and handed it out to people.
Beautiful. It's,
yeah.
Beautiful.
I'll be baking plenty, and you'll be seeing me on the Facebook page. Just keep tuned in and share your photos if you do bake on the day. Yeah.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Soon you'll see if you'll break some bread with me. When our two worlds collide, it's so easy to take sides. So we're trying to find a better way by baking bread today. Will you break some bread with me? Won't you join our company? Our lives will be better soon, you'll see, if you break some. Will you break some bread?
Our lives will be better soon, you'll see, if you'll break some bread with me. Some people may try to drag us down and spread division around, but nothing or no one can drive us apart if we can find peace in our heart. So from that kitchen in Donegal, there comes a message to one and all. Just baking bread and a smiling face can make this world a safer place. Will you break some bread with me? Won't you join our company? Our lives will be better soon.